The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky, and if you are listening to us live in the 3 o'clock hour, apologies for the slight delay. It's about 11 minutes past 3 p.m. We had some technical difficulties here on our end of the KTQA mobile studio. The Daily Briefing is your place to get all of your state-level and local and regional updates on COVID-19 and access to those resources as well as those updates. If you were listening to us live, then you were just hearing a track from Be Light called Tessellate. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. There's lots of COVID data displays that are available online also at the Department of Health website. That is doh.wa.gov/COVID-data-dashboard. If you go online to wa211.org, or if you dial 211 from a phone anywhere in Washington, you'll get linked up to all sorts of resources for social, health, and financial assistance during this difficult time. If you dial 311 from a phone, you'll get connected to the city of Tacoma. The state's coronavirus hotline is 1-800-525-0127. It's open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mondays have extended hours till 10. You can also text the hotline by texting 211-211. Our state-level news for today includes that the governor has issued an update to an emergency proclamation regarding commercial truck driver hours in order to align with federal law. Waivers to driver hours have been extended to May 31st. The full text of the updated proclamation can be found online by following links at coronavirus.wa.gov in the news section. Our latest vaccine information. Washingtonians can still find out if they're eligible for COVID-19 vaccines online at findyourphasewa.org. However, no further eligibility tiers or phases have opened up yet. Right now, there's first responders, healthcare workers, elders 65 years and up, and long-term care residents, as well as individuals who are over 50 living in multi-generational households with children, are all currently available. Currently eligible for vaccines. For current info on the vaccine, you can go to covidvaccinewa.org. Vaccine shipments that were delayed last week due to weather are expected to be fully delivered and up to date and caught up. And the delayed shipments that are coming this week are in addition to the doses that were already scheduled to arrive this week to our state. So individuals who are having trouble securing a second dose appointment due to the delays or any other reason can be advised that, according to the Washington State Department of Health, second doses of either the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines may be given up to 6 weeks after the first dose. Our King County listeners, you can seek appointments online at kingcounty.gov/vaccine. You can also call 206-263-9600. Pierce County residents, you can sign up for email notifications in advance of future COVID-19 community vaccine events by going to tpchd.org/notify. Pierce County businesses or organizations that have capacity to run or facilitate a future community vaccine clinic can contact Gabe Mo'ali with the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. You can email Gabe at gmoaali@tpchd.org, or you can call Gabe at 253-649-1412. Again, that's for Pierce County businesses or organizations that might have the capacity to run or facilitate a community vaccination clinic. Individuals can, of course, also go to coronavirus.wa.gov to search for providers, clinics, and pharmacies that may be offering vaccine appointments. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department had not yet reported new COVID-19 cases today before air, but yesterday's 14-day case rate per 100,000 was sitting at 201. It is on the decline, but the case rate of more than 200 cases per 100,000 residents in our region still does indicate that coronavirus transmission is quite active. Seattle Children's Hospital is starting a rapid COVID-19 testing program in Auburn Elementary Schools next month. The program aims to test school staff voluntarily and students with parental consent once a week. The hospital will then analyze the results to determine prevalence of the virus in schools. Auburn will pilot the program, and schools in 9 other districts are slated to join as well. Peninsula School District No. 401 plans to bring middle schoolers to campus part-time starting February 25th, that's tomorrow, and high schoolers starting March 11th. More information is available at psd401.net or by calling 253-530-1000. Peninsula School District also plans to continue their community COVID-19 testing program that they've had in place for younger grades. Here in Tacoma, families with children in grades kindergarten through 8 may register for spring soccer online at metroparkstacoma.org. All you got to do is click on the Activities and Sports tab. All practices and games will be run with COVID-19 safety protocols in place, including the wearing of masks. Charles Wright Academy is hosting a free webinar tonight, February 24th at 7 p.m., focused on helping kids balance technology during COVID. The webinar is part of the Parent Education Series facilitated by Charles Wright Academy educators. You can call 253-620-8373 for help registering or register online at eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com. You just got to enter helping kids balance technology in the search bar. Eloise's Cooking Pot, a community food bank, has updated its hours. Hours of operation are 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, and they are closed on Sundays and Mondays. In response to COVID-19, they are doing curbside, box service, and delivery service only. All closing times at Eloise's Cooking Pot are subject to change based on the food bank's available stock. If the food bank runs out of food prior to the listed closing time, they will be closed early. And individuals needing tax preparation assistance can get free help through Goodwill's Vita program. All you got to do is call 253-573-6750. There are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites within our region, including at MultiCare, Franciscan, and Kaiser facilities, at Community Healthcare and CMAR Community Health Centers, at Cheney Stadium, and at the Lakewood State Emissions Testing Center, among others. You can go to coronavirus.wa.gov if you are feeling any of those symptoms we have come to know to be associated with coronavirus infection, and you follow links for Find COVID Testing Near Me for specific locations. In addition to those regular testing locations, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department offers free mobile testing events. The remaining ones this week include this Friday, February 26th. They will be at Rainier View Christian Church in Graham. Testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you need later hours, the Lakewood State Emissions Inspection Station is open till 5:30, and that is administrated by the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department as well. New, if your business or organization has the capacity to serve as a mobile testing site, get in touch with Tony Smith of the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department by emailing tsmith@tpchd.org. There are also Walgreens pharmacies offering drive-up rapid antigen testing. You can go to walgreens.com/COVID-19 testing to pre-register for that kind of testing. You've been listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky. I'm very pleased to bring you the Daily Briefing in the 3 o'clock hour, Monday through Friday, especially today on this Wednesday, February 24th. Remember that you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma, 211 for Community Resources. Our phone number here where you can call or text us is 253-330-8821. If you missed any part of today's Daily Briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. Stay safe, enjoy the sunshine, wash your hands, wear your masks, stay physically distant, but connected through radio. Talk to you all tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.